and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Steve, Chris, Sharpie, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Hey.
Hiya.
Mm-hmm. I have to get used to that.
I know.
On today's show, we're going to be hitting just a little bit of news, and we have an interesting listener question that we wanted to address, so we're going to jump right in. Let's start with news.
We have a Mouse Chat meetup. First one for 2014 is going to be March 30th, which is a Sunday over at Epcot, just in time for Flower and Garden, so get out of the winter weather. Come meet up with us at 11 a.m. over at World Showcase. And we're going to be meeting at the refreshment port, which probably nobody knows where it's at. It's basically when you first enter World Showcase, it's off to your right, and it's close to Canada.
This caused quite a heated discussion between us.
Yes, it is not the Coke
the
pavilion.
Refreshment
spot. Yeah, where you get the free drinks. It's called the refreshment port. It's off to the right. That way, when we meet there, we can start nibbling on some stuff while we're waiting for a hand for the rest of the fans to show up, and then we're going to walk around and try the new food booths that are over at Flower and Garden, and then take a stroll around Flower and Garden as well. So 11 o'clock March 30th, I'll put it in the show notes as well and set up an event where you can RSVP. You just need a park ticket, but there's no cost to hang out with us.
That just sounds bad.
Yeah, we're gonna start charging.
Wait,
for
actually,
to,
there is a cost, but that's a mental cost.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So yeah. Anyways, there is a no cost to a hangout. Usually, there is a fee to hang out with Chris Wood, but she's waived the fee for this event,
which I thought was really nice of you.
She's so kind, yes. Generous.
Wait, I didn't waive the fee. I'll have my twins there, so y'all can meet my twins. They're adorable.
And me, I'm also adorable.
Yeah,
in other news,
be modest.
Up a collection for those who have to hang out with her.
Well, and the Griswold kids will be there, and unlike my twins, they're well behaved. So there's that.
Yeah, so it's a definitely family event. We'll because we're going to be there. Everyone's going to be there with their kids. So
not me.
We'll see how long we can make it around.
Sharpie's
going to
be my kid.
Yes. Okay.
If only.
All right. So we've got that set up, and then we have a listener question. So Paul writes to us, and he says, "Hey, Steve and Lisa and Mouse Chatters, welcome back from Oz, Steve, Australia."
Mm-hmm.
He didn't really go to Oz like the Wizard of. He went to Australia.
How do you know? You weren't there.
Yeah, because if he'd gone to Oz, he would have come back with a brain.
Or a heart. There's a lot lacking here.
Oh, God, that was good. Okay, I feel
you just
better.
Set her right up for that one. Boy.
Wow. That was too easy.
That was low fruit. Low fruit.
Paul, shall we get to Paul?
Say a heart.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here we go. So he writes, "My main question for the next Mouse Chat is around how to best use the FastPass Plus with the new GAC card, which is the DAS, is that right? Am I getting this right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
The DAS card.
Disability Assistance System?
System, I think.
Yeah.
So he wants to know, what's the best way to use the FastPass Plus with the new DAS? We aren't staying on site, and they're going to be here for quite some time. Looks like, wow, take me on your vacation, June 18th to July 2nd. The DAS is for me. And standing in lines or walking for ages is out of the question. And on a bad day, I may have to use a wheelchair. I've used the DAS a few times, and it has served our vacations not to put a sting on it. I really hope that doesn't impede the enjoyment of the parks." So essentially, he would like to know how to use FastPass Plus with the new DAS system, or that's redundant. So the new DAS.
Okay, so the new system is a little different. I mean, basically, like, for example, if you're going into the Magic Kingdom, you'll go to City Hall, you'll get your information, you get your little card, and then you're going to go to the attraction, and they'll give you a return time. It's 10 minutes less than the posted wait time, and then you'll just return, and you'll do that all day long. You can't stack it, so you can't go from place to place to place. You have to use your return time, go there, do your ride, and then you'll go on the next one. That's the old, to me, which to me seems like a downside to it. If you're in a, if you know, if you have any kind of obvious physical ability, you're not going to have to give them a lot of details about your particular disability. And even if you have a hidden disability, you really don't have to, but it helps to maybe have a doctor's note if you have a hidden disability. It makes things a little easier for the cast members. But that form is going to be good for up to 6 people, and it's good for your entire stay, like the old GAC. And we have been told if you find that this system doesn't work for you, you can go to City Hall and they will work on, they will give you some alternatives to this system. But you have to, I guess, try out first. And then you can also use your fast passes during that day, just like you normally would.
I know a lot of guests were disappointed when they changed over to the Disability Access Service Card, because it's harder to say, one. And two, it really does limit those.
Where's your GAC? GAC.
Yeah. Really limits the services that are available to guests.
So, and then the FastPass Plus. So it sounds like he's staying off property. So Buddy has an annual pass. So normally if you're staying off property, they have these kiosks now at the parks. And when you get to the park, first thing you do is you locate one of the kiosks and pick your fast passes for the day. So that's what you would do there. But I believe Chris or Sharpie, isn't there a new setup for annual pass holders?
Yes, you can reserve your FastPass Plus system in advance, just like any other guest, whether you're staying on property or not.
And you just did that, so you just went on and
correct. Cool. Yeah, made reservations for the for upcoming trip in later in February.
Okay, so that went really quickly. So we're going to throw in some more stuff that we've been wanting to talk about, and we'll add this into the title since it wasn't at the beginning of the show. We're going to talk about character dining at Walt Disney World. Who you're going to find where, what we like, what we don't like, overrated, underrated. Sound good?
Yes.
Yes. Yep.
Sounds like fun.
Show enough.
Okay. So I want to know, which is your favorite character dining location and why?
Do you know what? I mean, I take my food seriously, and I don't really want anyone bothering me. I barely want to sit and talk to y'all when I eat.
I was going to say, she doesn't really want to. She tries to stab us with a fork when we're at the table.
I know.
With her.
Well, that's because you try to take my food.
Well, it's good.
All right. Well, I'll start with my favorite one, and then we can go through them, and then we'll go through.
Yeah, you guys aren't getting away from that. I want to hear your favorite one and why.
There's a couple, but
no one.
All right,
one.
Which one is your favorite, Lauren?
No, Steve, you're up.
All right, my favorite one is Beach Club.
And a breakfast with us doesn't count.
And yeah, and so how that works out normally is we're usually over at the Beach Club, so. The Beach Club over at Cape May Cafe has a really good buffet for breakfast. It's reasonably priced. Lots of options for adults and kids on the breakfast bar. And they have a good selection of characters. So I know they have Minnie Mouse. They have Goofy, if I remember correctly. They have
Donald.
Maybe Chip or Dale. I can't remember on the Chip or Dale.
No, that's usually it. Those three.
Yeah. So those three characters and
Goofy.
Yeah, it's usually just those three.
Those three, and then and it's a nice breakfast, nice atmosphere, good wait staff, and I don't feel like I just paid $100 and got rushed out. So every time I've been there, it's been a good experience. There's a couple others that I like too, but I'm going to leave them for everybody else.
Okay, I guess Sharpie, you're next.
Oh, see, I just can't pick one. There's
you have to.
I know. Geez.
You like me, pick three.
No, no. Sharpie, we're going to talk about all the different restaurants, but right now, if you got to go to one restaurant tomorrow, where's it going to be?
Such a tough choice. I guess I would almost have to choose like our mainstay, and that is Tusker House Breakfast with Donald's Safari Breakfast that we love going there, seeing the characters in their safari gear before heading out to Kilimanjaro Safari in the morning. The food is good. There's a good selection. There's breakfast food with African flair for the adults. I really like the sweet potatoes that they serve there. That's really good. And the character interaction is really good. I can do a small caveat on that and say most days. If you travel to Walt Disney World in the off season, you'll have a really good experience at Tusker House. Middle of the summer, maybe not so much, because they really are trying to get a lot of people moved through there. But long story short, Tusker House breakfast is definitely the Sharpie family favorite.
Okay. I guess that means Lauren's next.
Okay, so if I had to pick just one.
I am holding you to one on this, because we're going to talk about them all.
Really, really hard for me. But just one would be the Garden Grill in Epcot.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that.
I love this restaurant. I just think the food is good. It's fresh. I love the rotating restaurant. It does move slowly, so it doesn't really throw you off much.
it's not mission space.
You don't lose the bathroom. You know, it's good. It works. But you get Mickey, Pluto, Chip and Dale, and Chip and Dale are my all-time favorites. So that's my favorite one. And that one is in the land in Epcot in Future World. I absolutely love their farmer salad and their warm bread with the maple butter. Oh, so good.
You know what? For our trip in, next month. For our trip next month, can we get a reservation at Garden Grill, please?
I'll go there.
Yes.
I need to set that up with my travel
agent. I don't think I've ever been.
Which one? Mayor Chris?
Both of you.
Well, you did such a great job with our room today, Lauren. Well, I shouldn't tell people that, because then everyone's going to like you more than me. But yeah.
Yeah, but I just take care of you.
I know. I told my husband you're the best travel agent I've ever had.
I'm the only travel agent you've ever had.
I know.
Well, then there you go. She's not lying.
There's not much to compare to, Chris.
By default.
Yeah, okay.
By default, I'm the best.
So seriously, get us a reservation for Garden Grill, please.
Okay.
I want to go there again.
Do that.
So
it's really good. The food's good, and it's a fun atmosphere.
I like how they've got all the fresh food.
I will say, Lisa, that we have a lot of your dining already taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of heard. This is kind of nice. You guys are awesome. You rock.
Yeah. Chris and I are always like, we haven't eaten here in a while. Let's do this one.
Let's make Lisa go there.
Well, we want to go to Yachtsman.
And I need to give that a second chance. I definitely do.
And we want
to
the Yak and Yeti.
Mm-hmm.
That one,
we're
all right,
lunch.
It'll be a second chance. We did it years and years ago. I will give it a second chance with a much more open mind.
We prefer the Yak and Yeti counter service, Lisa.
I haven't done that one either.
It's good. We just tried it in November.
I'd be open to doing that instead of the sit-down. Chris, let's assess the menus and decide that tomorrow.
Okay. As long as
we'll let you know where you're going, Lisa.
As long as we don't lose Yachtsman, I'm good to go.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I definitely want to do Yachtsman.
Speaking of good to go, Chris, are you ready to go with your choice?
I totally am.
Okay.
Okay, so it shouldn't shock people. I'm not a big fan of character meals because
you're a fuddy-duddy?
I'm like a walking party. However, I sort of feel that, exactly. I sort of feel like, I don't really want my kids to be distracted. I want them to eat. And I don't really want to be bothered. Like, when we were out in California and we were eating at the little Ariel thing and all the princesses were coming by, I was like, get away! I just want my breakfast. But, you know, so anyway, I'm sort of an exception to the rule of Disney nerds. And in fact, I love Disney World so much that I'm wearing a Magic Band right now. I'm not even kidding. I just put one on. However, I'm not a character meal fan. Having said that, my favorite
Chris
character meal.
She's Wonder Woman. She has
what
Bonnie
a long
dress.
Lead in.
Do you know what? I was doing that the other day because I had to explain to my son, Eric, who Wonder Woman is and why she was the best lady superhero. I actually like Tusker House quite a bit for breakfast. And I would eat there even if they didn't have characters. But the kids love the characters there. I think the character interaction is good. And I think in general, any place that doesn't get a ton of traffic, like basically the characters they have at Tusker are the same as at Chef Mickey's. But Chef Mickey's gets slammed all day long, whereas Tusker doesn't. And so the kitchen, I think, it just is more efficient. The food to me is fresher. There's a really great variety. I mean, there's something for everyone. Plus, there are lots of donuts. So, oh, and
Chris
characters.
Likes her donuts.
I love donuts. I think donuts are like the perfect food.
You're like a donut stalker. Die.
What's that?
You're like a donut stalker.
She is.
I am a donut stalker. Yeah.
She's a connoisseur.
I am. But yeah, so Tusker House would be my absolute favorite. And to be honest, I'm going to cheat and tell you that I don't mind Akershus for the princess meet and greet.
I'm with you. That was my cheat one.
Yeah. So.
Okay. See, I need a quick one answer. I need a one word answer. Do you say Akershus, Akershus, Akershush? What do you say?
Akershus.
When you're charging me $35 for breakfast, I'm going to call it whatever I want.
That's a valid point, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
I say Akershus.
I just say Norway.
That's smart, Steve.
That's probably an easy way around
it. The princess place in Norway.
Yes.
It's more fun to listen to people try to say Akershus.
Yeah, everybody says it differently.
Well,
and we went there.
Via Napoli is another one. Via Napoli.
My pick is going to be a breakfast location as well. And I'm going with 1900 Park Fair. And this is the supercalifragilistic breakfast.
I have never done that.
Oh, it's
You just
fun.
Wanted to say it's supercalifragilistic, fantastic. Didn't you?
I really need to do this one.
No. This one is going to be hosted by Mary Poppins. They have the Mad Hatter and Alice. And then they have Pooh Bear and Tigger. I think sometimes they get Eeyore in there instead of one of them. But it's kind of a written in pencil character list. But you can typically count on Mary Poppins, Alice, and the Mad Hatter. And then some Pooh characters.
It's kind of the British character theme.
Mm-hmm, I like it.
Oh, yeah, is that why they have Pooh? That makes sense.
You thought it was just a generic mishmash?
I didn't even think about it. Again, character meals, whatever.
Okay.
So I always try to talk my clients out of doing too many. They'll be like, how many character meals should I eat at? And I'm like, well, how much Pepto-Bismol do you want to take?
Oh, Chris.
In?
See,
Come
when
on,
we...
You're eating at these buffets, and it's like not the, you know...
But though, there's some people, if it's their first time, they want to... I also know people that like to do the character meals instead of having to wait in line for signatures. So they're like, we'll sit and eat and have a decent meal. And
you get to see your favorite. You know, if Cinderella's your favorite or something.
Characters and skip standing in line for hours.
Yeah. I agree.
And plus the reactions of the kids. I mean, my wife and I don't have kids, so we go to Walt Disney World to stalk other people's children and live vicariously
not
through them.
At all, Sharpie.
Not in a creepy way.
I know, not creepy at all. But
you
anyway.
Know what? I have three, and you are more than welcome to stalk my children.
Two. They look exactly alike. I have extra. I have a backup.
What's missing.
Okay, guys, we are going to let's hit resorts first, and I think the first character dining experience that people think of is Chef Mickey, and that's over at the Contemporary Resort. This is one of the hardest reservations to get, and they're typically open for breakfast and dinner during very busy dining times, like free dining. They do open it up at lunchtime. The characters that you will see at Chef Mickey's, you're going to see Mickey and Minnie, and Donald, Goofy, and Pluto. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
Fab five.
There you go. So that's what makes this such a classic dining experience. It is buffet. And do we want to talk about the food or just the characters?
Let's talk about the food because the food's important.
You're so funny. Yeah, you and your food. I love it.
Now okay. I agree with you, Chris.
So it is available, like I said, for breakfast, sometimes lunch and dinner. They open up very early, 7 a.m., and it's buffet. So it's essentially all you can eat, and they have you go up, and then the characters come around to you. You cannot get up from your table and go chase a character because they're going to ignore you, and you're going to be shunned away by the handler. So there
totally
is etiquette.
Totally damage you for life.
Yeah, it will.
It's
if you're expecting...
It's very sad to see that happen.
Yeah. You know, some little kid, 3 years old, gets all excited that Mickey's coming this way, and he's got a protocol to maintain, and he's got to do his job and go table to table, and he's got to ignore you. Sorry, little Johnny. the way it works. But as far as the food is okay. It's very average. I think other breakfast buffets, I'm thinking breakfast, I don't know why. But I think other breakfast buffets are better. And if you wanted to, if you're not on a dining plan and you're going out of pocket, breakfast is going to be the best character meal to go to simply because of price point. You're going to pay less for breakfast. If you have to pay for a meal.
But if you're going to pay for dinner anyway and you're going to do an expensive dinner, it might be worth it just to do it for dinner.
That's true. You need to compare everything. I think if you're just set on doing a character experience and you're just as happy to go have a burger at Cosmic Rays for dinner,
right,
then go have your breakfast with the characters. So you're going to have your cheapest pricing at that point.
And just Chef Mickey, in my opinion, it's almost a rite of passage. You know, I think everybody should do it once, but I don't know that you need to do it more than once. There's so many other options out there as well.
Yeah, I don't think it's special. They're so rushed.
Yeah, and like I just think it's...
I think it can be disappointing.
Well, I don't know. For kids, I think it's good.
Yeah.
It's a nice look. It's a convenient location to the Magic Kingdom, so I think that's why it's popular. So people eat there. They hop on the monorail. They go. It has the Fab Five. But when we went, like Lisa was saying, our breakfast and dinner food quality was pretty poor, and it was extremely expensive. So there are better options, I think, than that. But that's why people go there.
The last time we went there for dinner, we got a 9:10 p.m. reservation.
Yeah, it was horrible.
The characters, you could tell, were dragging. We felt rushed. And the food, at that point, they're just waiting for you to finish off the leftovers that they have. They don't give you a nice, fresh plate of anything.
Yeah, the food on the buffet at 9 o'clock at night was... You know, here's what's
dried
left.
Out, and
then it was not replaced, and then it's just gone. So yeah, and then it was
you get the leftovers.
Yeah, and then it was some crazy amount of money, that $200 for four of us or something. It was
awful.
Yeah, so it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah,
we had really good luck with walking up at Chef Mickey's in November, which we were actually very surprised by. It was kind of a rainy, dreary day outside, so we were just trying to decide what we wanted to do for dinner, which rarely happens. We did not have plans that evening. So we walked up, asked, and said, oh, it could be up to an hour. Our pager went off in like 20 minutes. So good experience.
Good.
Okay. Yeah, you never know what you're going to get with walk-ups. That's the nice thing. You can try, and they can say no, and then you say, okay, thank you, and then you go to a quick service. Or they say yes, you sit down, and you enjoy yourself. So it works. Another resort one. Well, we already talked about 1900 Park Fair. What we didn't talk about is that they change characters completely, which I think is unique to this character dining. Breakfast time, you're going to have the supercalifragilistic breakfast, and that's, again, with Mary Poppins and Alice and Mad Hatter and then some Pooh friends. But in the evening, I think this is a hidden gem.
I agree. This is
Cinderella's Happily Ever After Dinner, and... This is where you can find Cinderella and Prince Charming and Lady Tremaine, Drosella, and Anastasia. Love, love, love this. Most people think if you want to see Cinderella, you need to go to Cinderella's Royal Table. No, you don't. Love this.
Yeah, they're really fun, too.
They're really fun.
The stepmother, stepsisters, love them.
They're very funny.
Yeah, they are. So it's... Not just meet and greet, it's entertainment. They're good.
Yeah.
So I like that one. So that's kind of my hidden gem for the night.
Yeah. Is that
Plus
the Grand
the strawberry
Floridian?
Strawberry soup is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty good. It's actually just so unique.
Yeah. Strawberry soup. The strawberry soup is awesome. Yeah. It's at the Grand Floridian, which is really nice. It's a great way to start your day.
Some people find it hard to find. They're like, where do we go? So you go in the main front entrance of the Grand Floridian and just stay to your left. And there's a little hallway. You're going to go in that hallway, and it's right there. There's a sign that says 1900 Park Fair, but it's
so pretty, too.
You know, the entrance to it is not right off the lobby, because there is that little hallway, kind of a holding room.
Yeah, because they take your picture. This is one of the character meals where they take your picture beforehand, and the beautiful background is Cinderella's castle in the background.
In the hallway, right?
Yeah.
So it's sometimes people say that they don't know where to go for this one. So that's where you go. Other resort, we did Cape May at the Beach Club. Steve talked about that one. Characters only at breakfast. And I'm going to go to Polynesian, where we have Ohana's Best Friends Breakfast featuring Lilo and Stitch.
It should be called the Worst Friends Breakfast because the food is crappy and the character interaction is just kind of so-so.
Well, again, I think the restaurant's very large and there's a lot of people that they need to go to. And it's hard for them to get around.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. there's a lot of people. So,
but you know what? Tusker House is even bigger and it's got like two different sections and it's still, the character interaction there is awesome.
I think with this one, you said that the food stinks or something close to that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's that bad. I think it's very,
it's not a lot of options.
Yeah, it's very.
It isn't unique.
Ordinary.
Yeah, yes.
But I don't think it's bad.
Ordinary is a great
waffles.
Word.
Well, it's not a buffet you walk up to either. They bring the
it's
food.
Family
to the,
style.
Yeah,
family
so they bring style. It to your table.
I thought it was dry. Like everything we got, I thought. And granted, you know, it was free, so I shouldn't have complained, and I really don't think I did. But it was all dried and kind of like eh. And the bread that they give you at the beginning looks delicious, and then you're like, oh, this is terrible.
But this is an interesting place because, of course, they've got Lilo and Stitch because it's Best Friends Breakfast with Lilo and Stitch. But you're also going to get Mickey and Pluto here, which, you know, that's a big feature to have Mickey there.
Yeah. Well, and especially, like, if you're booking late and you want to do a character meal with Mickey and you can't get into Chef Mickey, which is generally what happens if you book, you know, if you don't book inside that 100 and outside of that 180-day mark. You know, I think that Ohana is a good choice to see Mickey. Tusker House, Garden Grill, those are all great secondary choices for a breakfast or any kind of meal with Mickey.
In my book, they're not secondary, they're primary.
Has anyone ever eaten?
But most people want Chef Mickey.
I know. Do
the
it
first
once and
time
then
they
come
go,
talk to
they
me.
Want Chef Mickey.
One more, if we're going to consider this. It is a character experience. This is Mickey's mm-hmm. Backyard Barbecue, and this is over at Fort Wilderness Campground. And it's hidden way off in the back, and it's under this huge pavilion, and it's a buffet-style line for your food. And you're going to have your typical barbecue-type stuff. You've got your burgers and your beans and potato salad. You've got hot dogs. But all these picnic tables, you've got drinks. You actually get your alcohol included with this, your beer.
Woohoo! Oh.
And I do believe they have wine, too, so you can woohoo that.
I think woo-hoo. They have sangria as well.
Ah, that's the best.
I think
and
do.
I bet you it's the same sangria they have at Hoop-Dee-Doo, which rocks.
It is very good sangria.
Yeah. So let me see. They've got hot dogs, ribs, chicken. They've got some really good cornbread. The baked beans, the watermelon, my kids just wouldn't stop eating that. And yes, they do have wine, Lauren. But you know what else is fun is for dessert? They put out some Mickey frozen, the frozen ice cream novelties.
Oh, yummy.
Mm-hmm. They do the, I don't know if this varies, this is just what they had, but of course the classic Mickey Mouse ice cream bar, and then they had the sandwich cookie, like the Oreo type cookie with the ice cream. And
I have not done the barbecue yet.
We haven't. We almost did it in July, but then we decided against doing an outdoor dining experience in the blazing heat.
Yeah, I don't think humidity. I could do it in July.
Yeah. It is open. It is a covered pavilion, so you are in the shade. When we went, the entire pavilion flooded. The rain
Ooh.
Came down, Ooh. And it did not stop to the point where, you know, like I said, you're under a pavilion. But you, it's got a roof over it, so the water was coming down, the rain was coming down so fast, it was a literal waterfall. It wasn't dripping off the roof, it was a sheet of water coming off the roof. And of course, eventually the water comes inside the pavilion, and there was a good 5 inches of water throughout the pavilion. Everyone was soaked. The kids were literally splashing and swimming in the water. It was kind of disgusting because it's this sitting water.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very, very appealing.
It was so much fun. It honest to goodness was. The thing I didn't like about it is that my stroller was outside and it got wet. And, it, you know, the cushion and all that. So, didn't like that. But you know what was cool is cast members came by with garbage bags and covered up strollers and ECVs.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So, but the, you know, they've got the singing and the dancing and the characters, and the characters go to different corners of the pavilion and they dance with you, and it's not autograph meet and greet. You can do photos, but they're not going to pose for photos. It's they're there to have fun and have their little hoedown. And so I thought it was a good time. I really enjoyed it, and it was actually, with all the rain, could have been horrible and miserable, but in the end, it was good. Okay, so that one's over at Fort Wilderness, and people don't always think of that, but there is character interaction, or it's like your kids get to play with them, and that's almost better than just having them come up, sign your autograph book, take a picture, and leave. So you get to
dance.
It's
like the dance parties.
Oh, you love those.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that covers all my resorts, and we did hit the Swan. Going into the Magic Kingdom, we've got one of the most popular character dining restaurants on property, and that's Cinderella's Royal Table. In my opinion, overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more iconic than anything. I want to eat in the castle. That's what I'm going to do. Well, go ahead. You're going to pay a lot of money. Or you're going to pay 2 table credits, and I don't know. Am I alone on this?
You know what? I actually liked it. I didn't go with the whole family. Just me and Sophie went because, of course, the boys don't care, and I was more than happy to not have to pay that much. But we had a great time. We went there for lunch together, and it was worth it to me because she got to eat in the castle, and it was a one-time thing. She got to see the characters. She got to see Jasmine, which is her favorite, which you never see anywhere. And I thought the food was surprisingly good. You know, for what I had, it was good. I had like the pasta.
So aside from Cinderella, who are you going to see at the castle?
We saw Cinderella. We saw Jasmine. We saw Snow White and Ariel. And there may have been a fifth one. I mean, they do have this corny little thing where they introduce the princesses and they you know, sing the song, and it's awful.
I like that part of it.
It was awful. It was like, there she is, the princess. And it's like, it's so cheesy. It's almost like, I don't know. It's awful. But
changed that a few years back.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something.
Go ahead.
I thought it was great. I thought the character interaction was really good. She got this, she ended up getting this cupcake that you could frost yourself and then decorate, which she thought was the best thing ever. And I think my pasta was actually really, really good.
Isn't that kind of like the cookies that Tanya got that she got to decorate?
Oh, God.
Yeah, kind of. The cupcake. Yeah, it's the same concept. It
was fun to watch
occupied.
Her.
Of course, Tanya had a couple glasses of wine before she started to decorate that.
Yeah. Yeah, Sophie didn't have any wine, so... So her cake looked pretty good. But yeah, I thought it was a special because we had done Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique. And it's just kind of a special little mother-daughter thing that, I would not have paid for the boys to go. They would have died.
Could you have had equally special moments with Sophie if you took her to another character dining, or was it the castle?
That had to be the castle. Oh, and okay. as I've already come out as someone who doesn't really love character meals, to me, that was a good one. And also it wasn't that busy in there. It doesn't have a ton of tables. So it's not like this frenetic, because I think that's my biggest objection to character meals is the kind of frenetic everything going on around you. It wasn't like that in the castle. After that lame song, at least it was pretty quiet.
All right.
All
right. So we've got the Cinderella's Royal Table. We also have, we've got Crystal Palace. Thank you, Steve. It's right there on my tongue. We've got Crystal Palace. But you're going to see Pooh and Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore. Well, you're going into the 100-acre woods. So you're going to have fun there. But I don't have much to say about this. To me, it's a character dining. You have fun. You have decent food.
The character interaction is good there usually, too.
They do seem to take a little bit more time.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think it's funny how I feel so rushed at Chef Mickey and a lot of other places I just don't. And maybe I need to give that one another try, but I feel very rushed over at Chef Mickey's. All righty. Let me see. Where else should we look? If we go to Epcot, we already covered Epcot. What about Hollywood Studios? Over in the studios, we've got Hollywood and Vine. And they're constantly, they do kind of
That's
the...
That's one that all of us that, need.
I want to do that one when we're there.
They do current characters here, which I like.
We can do that
they
now.
Try.
And they only do characters with breakfast.
That's true.
Yep.
Because we've gone there for dinner, and as far as a dinner establishment, we don't really care for it.
It's horrible for dinner. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's flat out horrible.
Because like, there's no vision to like the variety, so it's just kind of like random stuff.
Yes. I always recommend breakfast if you want to do Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah, we're trying breakfast on our trip later this month.
Well,
but now Hollywood and Vine has the... Go ahead, Lisa.
I was going to say what characters are there now. And like I said, they do change these characters. It used to have Agent Oso and Little Einsteins, and they've been replaced by Sophia the First and Doc McStuffins. And then they still have Jake and some of his Neverland Pirates. So, well, you have Jake. That's good.
They still need a Toy Story one, and I think they should put one in Hollywood Studios.
They should.
I agree.
Really need one.
They have a lot of princess breakfasts. Princess meals, and there isn't a whole lot for the boys.
Make Hollywood and Vine's dinner Toy Story. It would be mobbed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it would be sold out. They need to find a restaurant that, you know, they have trouble with, which is not
Hollywood Vine for dinner.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what they serve,
right,
if they have a character
awesome.
Dining with Toy Story.
Yeah,
and
it wouldn't matter.
If they just did all, like, even just a Pixar dinner, that would be amazing.
Yes, and rotate the characters with Pixar. I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
I would definitely want to have lunch.
What is the reason they haven't done it?
I don't
know. You have to wonder why they haven't, because, I mean, it's probably one of the most requested things we get. You know, we get it all the time. Why isn't there something specifically with Pixar? My boys aren't interested in blank, you know. It would be a great idea.
Well, because Toy Story would be of interest to boys and girls. You could get both ends happy. And it's so popular. It's still so popular.
Because you've got the Toy Story characters. You've got you could even do the Incredibles, my favorites.
Really? Yeah. I hadn't noticed.
My favorite.
Oh, that's right. We saw your shirt. We saw your little picture.
They're good.
I wonder if you could have like Mr. Potato Head serve you breakfast.
Hash browns?
Yeah, you can bring us some hash browns.
And then he could like
stick
his arm out and like pretend to make some hash browns with it.
That'd be perfect.
That's twisted.
It is.
Even for us.
I'm with Sharpie on that one. Okay, so you know what? We kind of touched on this one, but we didn't officially go into Akershus.
Bless
you. Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Officially, Princess Storybook Dining at Akershus Royal Banquet Hall. This is in Norway at the Epcot Norway Pavilion. Yeah, you can typically expect to see Aurora, Cinderella, Snow White, Ariel. I've seen her. But
yeah, and you have to go for the experience, because we went with Amber and Brooke and Sophie. Chris brought Sophie, but the kids eat nothing. I mean, they literally eat like two bites of an egg and maybe a bite of a French toast stick or something.
A piece of strawberry.
Yeah, and they eat like a little bite of a strawberry, and that's it. And then you're paying a ton of money for that.
Yeah.
So they don't go to eat.
Yeah, you go for the princesses. Yeah, I'm looking at the dinner menu. It's no wonder I didn't remember that they had this. Ugh.
Yeah.
Venison stew.
The dinner, well, but they have other stuff on there too. They have just regular stuff. You know, I think they have a pork loin.
Well, I'm just so picky. You shouldn't even take my word for it, because on something like this, I have no sense of adventure.
There's a lot of...
You send me to BOMA, you send me to any of these restaurants where you have real authentic food, and I will find the three or four things that aren't terribly authentic and ethnic, and I'll eat those.
Pizza, macaroni and cheese, chicken strips.
I go to the kids' table. The kids' buffet.
There are worse things to do.
I like the Norwegian meatballs and mashed potatoes at Akershus.
Oh, me too. Well, and, you know, I mean, there's not a lot of places on Disney property that aren't accessible food-wise to everybody. You know, I think that most places you can get something. And even, I mean, if you definitely are looking to go to Akershus, don't hesitate to go for lunch or dinner.
Yeah, so. I agree.
I think we've hit all of the character dining locations. I can't think of any more. And I think they're fun. I think they're good. They are a lot of money, but they're a good way to sit down, relax, and enjoy some characters. And sometimes, like someone was saying, I think Lauren was saying that it takes time that you would have spent in line waiting for characters, which can be very long, and you are in a comfortable environment where you're sitting down and they actually come to you. So it's kind of nice. So I'm going to wrap up the show right here. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, go over to iTunes or go to mousechat.net and you can download them there. If you have any questions or comments for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next time on Mouse Chat.